It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 921.
Happy Sunday, Gronks. What's happening? What's going on? GB, welcome, buddy.
Thank you. Fired up today. Feeling good.
What are you fired up for? Tell me your top five reasons for being fired up.
Well, Screenplay Sunday finale is out.
Mm-hmm.
That was great.
Can I just say, the Bookroom Collective, it was so lovely that they sponsored, that it's almost, your mum does such nice things that I get anxiety about the thank you. Like, just saying thank you doesn't feel enough. So I haven't even written to her yet because I'm trying to work out what to say.
No, Josh, we're actually flying you up there to say thank you in person.
No, but you know,
day trip.
Do you know that problem where it's like when someone does something for you, which is like overly generous, and then you don't know what to do?
Dude, this lady gave me a compliment and I like poo-pooed it or something, and she's like, can you just
really
shut
doubling
up?
Down on just, poo-poo, by the way?
Can you just, mate, my son's obsessed with poo. Everything's poo, poo, poo. Like, he fucking loves poo. It's full on. Doesn't like shit, just likes poo.
It's just poo. Anyway, so what did the lady say for you to say no?
She said something like, you're really great at what you do or something. And I was just being, you know how that makes you feel a bit weird when mm-hmm. someone's giving you a really nice compliment. But it's the same thing. It's
what
like,
were you doing at the time?
Massaging. It was on shoot too. No.
I'm retiring Cunnilingus, by the way. I just wanted to get it one more time.
It was nice. She actually just said, you're shit at taking compliments, Tommy. And I was like, oh, that's true. So I've like lent into them a bit more, but it's that thank you. It's like being really, oh, thank you. That's so nice. And so, Josh, I know the feeling. Mm-hmm. I think it's in the same space as getting a compliment or someone doing something nice. It's like, it just makes you freeze a bit.
You're
like,
not worthy, you know?
Maybe, yeah. But what I will say is I'm sending over a tax invoice. So, it is a tax deductible contribution.
Oh, great. Yeah, great. And we just got our charity, what's it called? When you get your
charitable donation for the year.
Yeah.
We're the charity.
Charity. And so, GB, so that's you're fired up about Screenplay Sunday. What are the three things are you fired up about?
Well, visiting a friend for her birthday.
Oh, that's
nice. Should be nice.
Yep.
Legally, before the restrictions ease even more tomorrow.
Okay.
Because I think they will be easing more.
Really? What are you predicting?
You can have like, oh, I'm pretty sure you can have like 100 people at a party or something.
My God.
Could be wrong.
Sounds like
surely not.
Oh, no, sorry. Sports centres will be able to have 100 people.
different to a party.
Yeah.
What about laser tag?
That's a party and a sports centre. You've got it, Josh.
Yeah. What else,
mate? What else?
Says that. And just, I don't know, I just get that feeling of like coming to the end of the year, and it's just like, feels like the end of school, and it's mm-hmm. exciting, and Christmas is coming up.
Teachers are a bit looser.
Christmas, you know. Yeah,
everyone's a bit looser. It is right. Mm. Like, they've started putting Christmas decorations on everything. Went out with Bodie and he was pointing, oh, my God, there's a Christmas tree up there. Like, on top of shit, like, just, you know, down the streets, they're, you know, decorating. Have you seen any, Josh? Have you been out?
I haven't seen that many. But what I will say is this time of year reminds me of when being in school. A hot day, all of a sudden the teacher brings out some frosty fruits or some icy poles. Yeah, everyone gets an icy pole. Do you remember
There's something about a hot day in Melbourne mm-hmm. that has the, it just triggers so many memories mm-hmm. at the skate park, in the city. There's like all the things as a youth. Like when you're young, you're usually just hanging around.
Water bombs.
Like water bombs, the smell of grass, dried hot grass. Mm-hmm. Just like, oh, yeah. It's, it's weird. I would love to do a snow Christmas one year. I've never done it.
White Christmas, Christmas.
Snow Christmas.
Snow Christmas.
Sounds like you're really pushing back, like, no, it's a snow Christmas.
Yeah, no. I
don't want to go to a white desert. I want to go to snow.
No, the problem I want confirmation of snow.
Yeah.
You go to fucking New York, chances it's not going to be snowing. Mm-hmm. Literally, you could book out $4,000 a week, you know, to one bedroom, and then you get there and it's raining all week. So I want to go, when I say snow Christmas, I want to go to Zurich.
Antarctica.
Or one of those Switzerland, one of those towns that you can walk out your front door and there's a chairlift.
Not a hail Christmas. You don't want a hail Christmas.
Absolutely. No. No rain Christmas, hail Christmas. Beach Christmas is what I've done majority of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. A, you know, near.
The novelty's the worn off. I think the beach stuff, like the, for me anyway.
Yeah. I mean, it is hot, sweaty times. I mean, over in America, you've got old mate Giuliani, Trump's lawyer. Have you seen the photo of him doing some kind of press conference?
Sweating black? Is that some like hair product or something?
So, I mean, he's an old man. He's late 70s and he is sweating profusely and he's obviously dyed his hair. Like, and it seems like, Sevs, your hair didn't run white when you had bleached hair. So, this is like some... It's almost like he's just run it through his hair that morning in the shower and then he's letting it dry, but then it got a bit hot and now he's sweating and the dye is coming from his, his what do you call it? Like your
temples.
Your sideburn, temple area just dripping down, but it's got the dye.
Yeah. It looks like he's been punched in the temple and it's like blood coming down his sideburn.
Black blood, that's what he bleeds, just black blood. But, I mean, I feel for him. Like, I'm going grey. I've got greys in the side of my hair. I'm definitely not going bald, but I'm definitely going grey. I've got one.
I was surprised. I got my hair cut like the other week and I was shocked at how many greys were falling on me.
Well, that's really
falling on you. It could have been dandruff. Who knows?
Are you sure it's just not your...
it was all yellow.
No, but they look like grey hairs. It was like ash. And I was like, Jesus.
Oh, really?
What's the vibe? Yeah. What are you feeling, George, when you're seeing that?
Ah, you know, just... Life's getting
big
ahead
media company's fault. Just the pressure.
Yeah. One for every episode of Hump Day. Yeah, I mean, it's, I feel like the trolling of my hair has ramped up of late. If Brie has one
drip, you got great hair at the moment.
Thank you.
You do have really great, yeah.
But for whatever reason, I think that my good hair provokes people saying what they thought my hair was going. So, I was like, your hair looks great. Doesn't look like you're balding, like we thought, or things like that. But no.
Oh, it is a drastically different look with you with the haircut and you not with the haircut.
I didn't realize this. Yeah, so this
takes
is the
5 years off you, 10 years off you in terms of looks.
And this is why I don't realize
with,
even
with hair.
Even beard, no, but beard-wise, right? Like, I don't even think about, like, I kind of see that, like, I don't even feel the difference necessarily in a big way. And then you'll catch up with people. Even Grace was like, oh, you shaved. I completely had forgotten. Didn't even think that there was much of a difference.
Yeah, right.
Yes. It definitely does.
You bald. I reckon you look completely different when you're bald.
You bald. Yeah. You bald. Yeah, no, I appreciate that. I think that now that I'm sort of, 2021, I definitely, the year for me is going to do the small things. So, not to give away the New Year's resolutions because that's happening December
early.
1. It's a bit early. But there will definitely be a move to going to the cafe, ordering the coffee. A little bit of the subtle art of not giving a fuck. Part of it is all of the issues I have is the stress of what's the barista going to say? What if I bump into this person? What if they want to have a chat? Like, but it's like...
It's all thoughts.
I felt a little bit of that this morning, Josh, because I went to the cafe that me and Tommy go to and... But I didn't want to get a coffee I just wanted a croissant. And I was like, oh, no. I have to actually say, can I just have a croissant and no coffee? And I felt awkward as about it.
And so before George, you even – because they could have started making it though when you – so you've got to almost walk through the door and say, no coffee. Because the barista might already fucking have it in the little spout by the time you're
– I know. It is a real life pressure. This morning, literally, he must think I'm a bit weird because I'm like – Bodie, what do you want? Like, I'm getting the vocal order about to come through for him because usually this guy would just make me a coffee. Bodie, what do you want? Yeah, baby chip? Yep. And I'll have the chai. And by the time I said it, he was like, yeah, chai. They get onto it very quickly. Mm-hmm. They're not feeling as we are. I feel the pressure because I feel like if he starts bubbling that milk and I'm not actually getting anything for me,
yeah, you bring down the business.
It could. I mean,
you walk
cents.
Out, they put a close sign on.
Yeah, we're done.
The liquidators outside, you know, taking George's all their fault. Almond milk.
But no, you're right. It is just all conjured up in our minds.
Yeah, and so that will be a big thing. There'll be a, and I think that it'll be a good timing in regards to, I think, with the restrictions, if they're eased the way that we're seeing, I feel like it's like the perfect, if I'm going to go hermit, 2020 was the year to do it, and 2021 is about sort of being a little bit more
coming out
and about.
Of your shell.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I so like with that. The with the resolutions, can you explain what, so are we picking them
don't
on December 1,
questions.
But we're not
I don't know the answer.
George,
I don't
the reason was, the problem is...
Don't get curious on that one, George. I'm going to stop you right there. Be curious.
You do resolutions on Jan 1, traditionally, or a lot of people do. But the problem is, it's Jan 1, and you've got momentum into the new year through Christmas parties, through, you know, I don't know, any other debauchery that you've just, you know, like things that you've just let go of physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Craig Huff would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. So December 1, at least putting the intention in place to have cracks and fail by December 1. Not that you have to talk about them in December 1.
So this is this is where it gets a bit hard, I think, because TJ, like we had the idea and so we're like, we're December 1, we're going to come up with it and all that sort of thing. And then at the end I said, but let's not say what they are, which I understand is it's sort of like, hey guys, we're going to organize a disco, DJ, all that sort of thing. And last minute, I'm like, I'll put in one thought, no dancing, please. Just if anyone dances, I think it will ruin it.
We've got a press conference, no one's going to be talking.
Yeah, we can't. Yeah, we've got the hall, we've got the DJ, we've got the speakers, we've got everything. Wear your dancing shoes. But please, out of respect, do not dance. There will be chairs. And so
just on that.
Yes.
Sorry, just quick side note. You know, I think in New South Wales, or the rules in New South Wales, at a wedding, you can have either dancing or alcohol at the moment. You can't have both. You've got to say what you want.
But one can't happen without the other for most people. Yeah.
Dancing sober is very, like, I love the idea. Yeah. It's just like, yeah, what would you pick, GB?
Alcohol.
And do you think that you'd potentially, like, I mean, how do they monitor? So can you have music? And
I don't know. I think you can have music, but everyone has to sit down, or there's no drinks and you can dance. So it's a bit weird.
Is it because everyone gets on the dance floor and makes out if they're pissed?
Yeah, I think it's like a touching thing, getting close.
Alcohol will make people dance even if there's no dance floor. I've been at venues where there's not meant to be a dance floor, but somehow we've found one. It's like a random pub. Next minute, the bar is an absolute heaving dance floor.
GB, what sort of when you drink... What do you end up doing? What's your go-to? If you've had a few, what does GB become?
Just a bit, like, I guess, funny.
Funny boy.
Just a bit, like, I think you're funny, a bit of a smart ass. Just a bit, I reckon I'm a bit sharper.
Now, do you think
forget a cold room, just get a few drinks in GB.
Do you think it's the quality of the jokes you're making, or your understanding of what's funny?
No, I think the quality goes up, and I'm a lot faster with, like, coming up with stuff. I think it really helps.
Do you reckon it's just because you don't have the barrier? Like, you're not maybe. Thinking about people judging you for your jokes, so you're just quick.
Maybe, but something, you just, I've even noticed it. I've been like, Jesus, that was very good. Like, came up with that one quickly. Wouldn't have been able to do that without.
Is it that you're quicker, or you're quicker to give yourself a compliment for something that was good? Because I reckon I'm good at giving myself compliments when I'm drunk, but I don't know if it's the reality that I'm actually quicker or smarter or anything.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean, you'll see at the Christmas party, I'll be on fire for sure.
I don't mind the Christmas party. We'll just be dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Dancing, yeah.
Oh, really?
That's a joke. No, but I find that Brie gets very loose. And I almost feel potentially, Mason, do you agree that Brie is looser than
I am? He's agreeing. That's him agreeing.
And, I'm the one that's like reining it all
You're
in.
You're reining it in,
And apologising to everyone. Yeah, just yelling on the balcony, or
it's very funny though.
She's just come in here going like, "I'm not going to say what you said," but yeah, there was a lot of things that were said. That's just
who was she yelling to?
No, she was just doing gear.
Young, free, young, wild. Right.
It's fine.
Living, letting loose.
What do you think, Mason, out of you and Grace, what's the... where do you go when it comes to alcohol? What do you like? What is Grace like? And how does it work together?
I mean, I get very open mouth, laughy, just real silent, but just like can't stop giggling. And I just find anything very, very funny.
Which is a perfect combo.
Which is great for George.
Can I say a quote that Mason said when we were having drinks here one night?
Here we go.
You came up to me and you were a bit pissed.
Can't remember this.
Oh, yeah, you're saying that a lot, but oh, you can't remember this. Yeah, sorry. You came up to me and you said, I understand why people do this. It's it's fun, isn't it?
It's getting very meta, isn't it, at that point?
Yeah, yeah.
Talking about it, being obsessed over it. I mean, that was the Los Angeles experience, TJ, wasn't it?
Oh, dude. Well, I was the sober one while Tully, Mason and Josh were just getting plastered and there was nothing. I mean, George, you would have had it when you're 14 drinking that you're all like, wow, how do we feel?
I can't feel my hands.
I do this every time though. Like it's still just like moving your head to see if your vision's catching up with how much you're doing and your hands, how's your face? Like, is it a little bit... You know?
It's definitely a 15-year-old thing. I remember going to the toilet heaps because you got told you get really dehydrated when you're drunk. So I'd like go off to the toilet and come back, be like, my piss is still clear, guys. I'm fine.
Break your seal. It is quite... I mean, most people that probably listen to this has forgotten these times. But yeah, what you're observing is a child drinking.
And what do you like, TJ? Child. What's your go-to when you're drinking? What's your version?
Oh, out there. Funny.
Funny,
yeah. Nah, funny. It's like an energy. It's like an energy that is fun.
Different experiences for different alcohol, do you think?
I mean, people do
like
say that.
Tequila Tommy versus red wine Tommy.
I don't. Other than setting, it's like you're not sculling red wine, but you're doing beer bongs with cruisers. And so there's obviously going to be a different environment. Snorkel, thing that you can shotgun a beer or a drink really quickly.
Mm-hmm. So it's like a hat.
No, that's a beer hat.
It's like... It's a hose taped onto a
two-liter
bottle of Coke. Yeah,
Tully will be bringing a snorkel to our Christmas party and some cruises for you.
She actually has one. She does have that one.
She would have one for sure. Mm-hmm. No, but it is... and so the setting, I've always heard that, you know, different drunk. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think so. I just think they're different environments which lead to different things. You might get a bit punchy drinking lots of beers at the football.
Mm-hmm.
Versus having a red wine at a, you know, little supper club.
I think that's my feedback with the, going out to clubs. I just wonder what the club vibe gives you, right? Versus
fired up.
Yeah.
It's like an intense, it's just noise and momentum moving forward to debauchery.
Yeah.
And so... Yep.
You love saying that word.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is... Yeah, you're more fun drunk, Josh, than you are normal.
Mm-hmm. But I get the sense though that I can get. What do you mean, Sebs? What's not?
Well, good? I don't know if that's the guy you want to be. More fun when you're pissed. Yeah. Than
what? So do you think
you're
that
not.
Do you think you're less fun when you're pissed?
No, I'm probably similar to you, but I don't
so
want to be
laugh?
That guy. Because I don't want to be that guy. You know,
you don't want to make that a standard.
Yeah.
No, but I don't know if there's a huge amount. I think, to be honest, part of it is when you're drinking, other people around you are drinking, and so everyone's a bit looser. But I think that I could enter into the looseness, and I have many times before without drinking. So you're just entering into the vibe. So it's like, oh yeah, improv. Yeah, I'll fucking do improv. And
Well, you just lose some of those, inhibitions. Mm.
Judgment. And so
you're talking about walking into a cafe, you're probably not going to be thinking like that if you've... The problem is it's the drug at the end of the day that we're talking about. Imagine if cocaine was legal and what we're talking about right now is, what do you like on cocaine?
This is the thing. How are they deciding which drugs are legal and which aren't? Because surely surely there are drugs that are legal that aren't as bad as alcohol. Like, alcohol, if anything, should be illegal because of the impact that it has on people, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's like marijuana not being legal, and the deaths from marijuana are at zero in terms of the chemical itself directly killing the individual.
And then, smoking is just like, smoking 100%. Should be illegal. You know what I mean? Like,
and what's the answer? So, one thing is, it's like, there's people where it's like, in one of the states in the US, they've just legalized all illicit drugs.
Really?
All of them. Yeah.
Mm. See what happens.
Well, I think it's going off the theory of like,
it's not good, is it?
You know, once there was a time when alcohol was illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And was it? What they found.
Prohibition or
whatever. Prohibition. What they found was that it just caused way more people to smuggle in homemade stuff, which is essentially like more drugs, dangerous. You know.
So even with the high tax of like tobacco, there's a huge black market for tobacco.
People bring,
you know, sort of smuggling it in and things like that.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I guess they made it, so they can monitor it and stuff, have bottle shops and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. But think of the business around it. Think about everything connected to it. It's bar, like think about what the nightclub or night scene is, restaurants, it's all connected. If they just made alcohol illegal, you see the problem that it ends up causing.
But imagine if your culture just didn't have it. Like, imagine, so alcohol was completely eliminated. I think you could still go to a pub. You could still go to a club. Like, that would all be fine.
Says the guy that doesn't go to pubs or clubs.
No, but there's still food.
You've got no interest in wanting to go to the...
No, absolutely not. But you've still got food. It's a restaurant. You've still got lights. You've still got music. Like, or everything you need's
there. How many people are going to the clubs for the lights, by the way?
Oh, you'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised. That's very funny. You've still got the lights. You've still got the strobes. You've still got the lasers. I guess that, I mean, it's a good point. I'm sure there are people.
The point is that we're so far down the hole for people who are consuming alcohol that aren't even addicted but just like it as a social lubricant or just, you know, every now and then. Like Limo, who was on the show, told us about it, you know, him drinking wine at night. Loves it. But the point being, if you just remove all of it, it's what's going to happen? What would fucking happen?
Mm.
I don't think they could. Yeah. I don't think we're at a time where we could make it illegal again.
I think the thing is, the key with alcohol, I think, is it needs to be connected with big social... So, I think that the unwinding thing may be problematic. So, it's like, you know, I need a drink or whatever to unwind. But as a mechanism for a social gathering, you can see why it's so popular from a social gathering perspective. Because it's like, I think that my biggest... concern when there's a social thing is it's like reading the room and being like, oh, do they want, like, is everyone happy? What's going on? When you have had a bit, everyone's just a bit more transparent. And so it's like, oh, okay, no, it's all good. Everything's fine.
Mm.
I can chill.
Yeah.
Or everyone is still the same, but you've changed. Not that everyone drinks it, because there are people that don't, that struggle with, it definitely opens people up.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a quicker way to get there. I guess you can...
Is it not like having a an honest... like, so, it's not this. But is it like an honesty pill or something where it's like, hey...
That's what they say, yeah.
Do they actually say that?
Well, it's known. It's like what you said last night when you were drunk is actually the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So, someone like that, the classic...
People used to say in school, drunk minds speak sober thoughts.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And so, maybe you just...
By the way, on Screenplay Sunday, that was me that snorted, by the way.
You're outrageous. You threw Grace under the bus.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was me snorting.
Own your snort, dude. If you were drunk, you would have fucking owned that.
No. I think
appreciate a snort.
Yeah, I think it was something funnier about just like someone defending themselves. It's like, it wasn't me, because it's like, no, why are you lying about that? Just own it. Drunk mind speaks sober thoughts. It's a...
Which in some respects, there's a lot of regret profound. That can come from drinking. Because
I believe it's
not everything.
Proverb.
It's a proverb, yeah.
You can call someone a fuckwit and not actually mean it, but mean it in a moment. Yeah, sure. But you're not calling them a fuckwit as in you hate their guts.
Was it Seneca that said it, JB? Who was the philosopher?
Tim Ferriss.
Yeah. I mean, Tim Ferriss is a guy who loves... I mean, it's interesting when you start to, you know, listening to Dax Shepard on Tim Ferriss, you can hear how alcohol and all these sorts of things, you can see why they are a bit toxic. And you can see the problem. I think that what's hard is I was the pushback guy for, you know, 28 years or whatever, not doing alcohol. What's funny?
When you were one, you were like, no.
No, absolutely not.
I was.
Put the scotch away, Dad.
But there is, there's a middle ground where it's like, okay, like I want to, socially, you want to be able to go out. You don't want to be the person who's like, you know, there's people who it's like they can't have a good time unless everyone else is drinking. You know that person where it's like, oh, come on, why don't you drink? Like, here, I'll get you a drink. Like, what do you want? Because it's like, it's going to inhibit their ability to have a good time if everyone's not off their chops.
Yeah, that's a bit of an issue.
It's a real issue.
What do you got, GB? I feel like you got something.
No, I just...
blank, more guys, blank.
Completely blank.
The New Year stuff. we didn't finish the New Year stuff.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we're going to... It's just start thinking about what you want to sort of start implementing over the December period.
My question.
Period.
Are we announced? So, we're not even announcing it on December 1. We're announcing it on Ep 1000, and then we have to just tell the truth and be like, I've done it or I haven't done it.
Yeah, I'm really curious about it because maybe I am very excited about my New Year's resolutions.
And you love a premium.
I think you need to be kept accountable. I reckon you need to announce
it. So what about if we put it in an envelope somewhere?
Oh, yeah.
But we could also do it. I'm happy to communicate what it's going to be. It's going to be something for me, just in a vague sense, and then we can sort of work it out.
What if we all tell one person?
Yeah, that could be good. And they're all you.
I don't know why. A lot of weight on your shoulders.
Yeah. You're the liaison of all resolutions. Resolution liaison officer for the team. No, but I'm thinking...
Check-in guy.
Yeah, for me, it will be, even though the step challenge was horrendous, it will be a mix of a kilometer. Oh,
hang on, are you announcing it now?
No. I'm just giving a sense. Just giving a sense.
This is the tease for the non-reveal on the 1st of December.
It's a bike resolution that's based around kilometres. And then there are...
Karate a million miles in a month.
Oh, a million miles. That's good.
No, kilometres. No, we're talking kilometres. No, so there will be a kilometre aspect and there will be a step aspect. So I'll be taking two sort of cardio things and potentially there'll be a reading aspect, how much I'm reading.
On the bike?
No, not on the bike. That will be sort of, you know, on the... You have to rest. You can't be on the bike all the time, you know. Okay. So that give it. Can we have it? TJ, can you give us a little tease of what...
I haven't landed. Okay. It's definitely on just fucking getting shredded.
Okay, sure.
No.
Is it?
It's definitely, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, just being...
Can I say, would there be some sort of boxing involved?
No, I haven't got... I haven't.
Maybe chicken protein from the eggs, chickens. We'll see. Yeah. Maybe.
Right. No, I literally haven't thought about it beyond.
Okay. Yeah. So this is a problem. I'm wanting to design everyone's GB.
Well, mine was going to be in the same realm as reading.
Okay.
Really?
In that area. I haven't worked out an amount or, you know, how much per day.
I will say, went to, I know Kaz sponsored Screenplay Sunday, but went to Avenue Bookstore on the weekend and...
In Albert Park.
Is that a local bookstore?
No, it would be Richmond, wouldn't it? Sponsored.
Richmond, yeah, in Richmond. Right near Hunky Dorian Grilled.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. It's lovely. Literally, we probably spent 25 minutes in there just looking. And it's a bit hard with COVID because I don't know if you meant to touch the books, but like we were just picking all of them up.
Buy before you try. That's the new motto.
Yeah. But just lovely. Like, I miss covers. Like,
did you buy a book?
Nah.
Okay, don't, so this is the... If you looked at the book, spent the 25 minutes and then...
Went to
order it online.
Ordered on Amazon. No,
the thing scanning is, the barcode.
ISBN. Yeah. But they do a great job of like selecting which ones like go on the shelves and stuff. Like with Amazon and stuff, like they got like their best sellers and stuff, but they're not really that good. Mm-hmm. Like in the actual bookstore, they've got like their science one. They had like all these different covers and it was great.
Because it's more sort of personally picked. It's more bespoke. Hand-picked. It's not sort of, you can't give the personal touch that a bookshop has. Does your mum, GB, does she look after any of that sort of stuff? Is she actually placing, is she doing visual merchandising?
Yeah, big time. And everyone is in that store. My mm-hmm. stepdad, mm-hmm. he's great mm-hmm. at it. You got your face outs, you got your spines. You know.
Surely and if
you
get a face out, considered a lower.
Standard, yeah, yeah. If you're getting a face out, that's big time.
I mean,
so it's usually you go like spine, face out, spine. You know, sort of mix really? It up. You want a bit of everything.
I mean, there's no lower than a spine unless it's like stored out in the back, right?
It's lower. Exactly. It's around the other way. Pages out. I don't even know what book it is.
Yeah, that's pretty loose. Okay, great. No, I think something around reading would be good. But December 1, that's when we'll find out more about what everyone's doing.
It's a long run up.
Yep. It's not that long. It's
2 weeks.
A couple of weeks.
10 days.
Yep.
10 days.
Great. Alrighty. Well, enjoy your rest of your Sunday, and we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one, guys.
See you guys.